afternoon.
各位下午好。
Two sermons ago, we looked at marriage as part of God's very good creation.
从前两次的讲道中，我们看到了婚姻是神美好创造的一部分。
Last time we began to consider the question of where being single fits into God's very good design.
上次我们也开始思考单身者在哪一方面可以体现出神对婚姻的美好设计。
Your Chinese culture does not make it easy to be unmarried.
中国传统文化使得单身者倍感压力。
Recently, I heard statistics that in mainland China, 80% of women are married by the age of 25.
最近我听到一个统计数据，在中国大陆80%的女性结婚年龄为25岁。
A woman who is unmarried and over 27 is called leftover.
而一个超过27岁仍未结婚的女性会被称作剩女。
In the West, the pressure is different, but still there.
虽然在西方国家这方面的压力与之不同，但仍然存在。
Even teens feel pressure to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
甚至青少年也会问是否拥有，也会为是否拥有男女朋友而承受压力。
So how do we as a church respond to that?
那么作为教会应当如何回应这个问题呢？
You must turn to the Bible and discover what God thinks.
你务必回到圣经去查考神的旨意。
Do not give in to the culture, but adopt a biblical perspective.
不要顺应世俗文化，而要着眼于圣经观点。
Two primary principles should help.
有两个基本原则对此会有所帮助。
First, value being married and being single.
第一，要正确评价结婚和未婚。
The believer can be assured that God has placed you exactly where you should be, as single or married.
信徒要确信，神把我们摆放在最佳的人生位置，或结婚，或单身。
The believer should also remember that both being married and being single has advantages and challenges.
信徒也应记住，结婚或未婚，两者各具优势，也各具挑战。
The second principle is to live worthy of your calling as a child of God.
而第二个原则就是行事为人，要同门招做神儿女的恩相称。
This is important whatever your circumstances.
不论身处何境，这一点都很重要。
This is the statement of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:1.
这也是使徒保罗在以弗所书4:1里论到的观点。
He spent 3 chapters explaining the calling of a child of God.
他用3章来解释何为门招做神儿女。
He then advanced to exhortation.
并将其提升为一个劝诫。
As a prisoner for the Lord then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
上面写道，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然门招，行事为人就当与门招的恩相称。
There is no second-class child of God. Every child of God is valuable to God. God paid an extreme price to make the believer his child. Therefore, whether single or married, you need to live up to that.
So, 无论结婚与否，你都不能辜负他。
There are, of course, many things which all believers should be doing.
自然有许多事是所有信徒都需要做的。
But I would offer 3 guidelines to address the particular needs of being single.
但我将为单身者的特别需求提供3个指导方针。
They are not unique to being single.
虽然他们不是光针对单身者的。
But they are especially important for the single person.
但对这一群体有特殊的重要性。
We will consider applications to others as well.
当然我们也考虑将这些指导应用在其他群体中。
First guideline is one which we often told our children, especially our daughters.
第一项指导就是那条我们常常告诫自己孩子，尤其是自己女儿的原则。
Seek first to become the right person rather than finding the right person.
那就是先自己成为良人，而不是先去找良人。
In English, there's this expression of looking for Mr. Right.
在英语中对寻觅如意郎君的观点有这样一种表达。
Singles who consider marriage a desirable option tend to be thinking or looking out for the right person.
就是说，如果一个单身者认为婚姻是一种理想选择，他就会留心去找意中人。
With some, it becomes the focus of their lives.
而对一些人来说，这就成了他们生活的中心。
It occupies their thoughts.
即占据了他们的思想。
It controls their actions.
也控制了他们的行动。
Now it's good.And correct to understand the qualities to look for in a marriage partner.
人们对于找对伴侣、提升婚姻品质这个观点的理解是正确而合宜的。
It's dangerous when the search for the partner consumes you.
但如果这份寻觅使你心力交瘁的话，就有危险了。
It's more important that you focus on you yourself becoming the right person.
所以更重要的是改变自己。
Now, there are two levels to understand this.
对此有两个层面的理解。
First, you focus on becoming the person that has the qualities of a right marriage partner.
第一层面是你专注于成为理想的婚姻伴侣。
Are you developing the qualities in your life that would make you a good choice for someone else?
注重自我品格的培养会使你被人钟情。
Second, you should focus on becoming the person that God wants you to be.
而第二个层面是你专注于成为神的理想中人。
And this is the most important.
这是至关重要的。
If you achieve this, you achieve the other.
如果你实现了这个目标，其他的也不在话下。
It's also equally true for the married person.
而这一点对已婚者而言也一样重要。
Instead of working to change your spouse or looking for another, you need to work on your own character.
与其努力改变你的配偶或寻找另一个，不如改变你自己。
1 Corinthians 7, verses 17 to 24 supports this idea.
哥林多前书七章十七到二十四节的经文支持了上述观点。
Paul has just addressed the problem of abandonment.
保罗在前几节经文中刚提到了夫妻分离的问题。
In these verses, he illustrates that our circumstances are not the most important issue.
而在这些经文里，他表示我们所处的外界环境并非问题的关键。
He uses circumcision and slavery as examples.
他用受割礼和为奴的身份来举例说明。
In verse 19, he says, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what's important, is what counts.
在十九节里，他说道，受割礼算不得什么，不受割礼也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是。
Paul repeats this idea in Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
保罗在加拉太书六章十五节中又重复了这个观点。
There he says, what counts is a new creation.
这个观点就是要紧的就是做新造的人。
Romans 8, 28 and 29 develops the same idea.
他在罗马书二章二十八到二十九节也强化了这个观点。
The important thing is circumcision of the heart.
经上说，重要的割礼是心里所受的割礼。
Here is the right priority.
这里有一个优先次序。
Keeping God's commands.
就是守神诫命。
Being a new creation.
做新造的人。
Being circumcised in heart.
和在心里面有真割礼。
This is more important than any outward circumstance.
这些远比任何外界环境重要的多。
This is more important than seeking and finding the right person.
也比寻觅良伴更重要。
1 Corinthians 7, look at verse 24.
请看第24节。
Translations vary.
此节经文有不同翻译。
They often do not bring across the emphasis correctly.
但他们都被抓住正确的重点。
Literally, it says, each, in which called brothers, in this he should remain before God.
字面上说，弟兄们，你们个人蒙召的时候是什么身份？人要在神面前守住这身份。
The emphasis is not on staying uncircumcised or remaining a slave.
此句重点不是说未受割礼就未受割礼，或当奴仆的就当奴仆。
He just wrote, if a slave can get free, get free.
他此前写到过，为奴的若能以自由，就求自由更好。
In Acts, we read how he had Timothy circumcised.
在使徒行传里我们也读到了他是如何给提摩太行割礼的。
The emphasis is on the phrase before God.
其实经文的重点是在神面前。
The NIV, an English translation, attempts to get the sense with as responsible to God.
新国际版尝试用向神负责的翻译来抓住要义。
Before God carries the sense of being in God's presence.
在神的面前也有在神的显现中的含义。
It's recognizing that he is the judge.
他叫人认识到神是审判者。
It's being aware that we seek to please him and not others.
这就提醒我们要得神喜悦而非得人喜悦。
Neither should we be seeking to please ourselves.
也不是单叫自己喜悦。
How you live and who you are and how you live are more important than being married or single.
对于你是谁，你怎样生活的思考，远比结婚或单身更重要。
It means that you need to put your focus on being the right person in God's eyes.
这意味着你必须聚焦在成为神眼中的义人这个目标上。
As you become Christ-like,
当你成为有基督样式的人时,
you will have God's peace in whatever situation you are in.
那么无论身处何境，你都会有神的平安在你里面。
The God of peace will fill your heart with peace.
神的平安会充满你的心灵。
And as a side note, being the right person attracts the right person.
这也从侧面说明了人以群分的道理。
Evil attracts evil, and good attracts good.
因为恶亲恶，善亲善。
If your emphasis is on the outward appearance, you will attract those whose interest is primarily on outward appearance.
比如你若只重外表，那么你就会吸引那些同样重外表的人。
Even secular culture recognizes this.
甚至世俗文化也意识到这一点。
You probably know the Chinese saying, the ugly wife is a treasure at home.
你可能知道一句中国的谚语叫家有丑妻是个宝。
Outward beauty presents risks.
外在美引发风险。
Inner qualities have long-lasting value.
而内在美则是很久远的。
Well, parents, what values are you communicating to your children?
父母们，你们向孩子们传递的是什么样的价值观呢？
Do you praise and encourage character qualities?
有没有对他们的优良品格给予赞扬和鼓励？
Are they your emphasis?
有没有强调其重要性？
Do your children hear you praise and value character qualities in others?
你们的孩子有没有听见你们对他人优秀品格的赞美和评价呢？
Seeking to become the right person is walking worthy of your calling as a child of God.
求自己成为良人，就是与门招做神儿女的恩相称了。
Trust God if you should be married or single.
要在结婚或单身的抉择上信靠神。
Trust God to work in your spouse if you are married.
如果是已婚的，就要相信神会在你的配偶身上做工。
Work at being a person who is pleasing to God.
而对于我们自己，则要成为那个蒙神喜悦之人。
There's a second guideline which I often share.
这是第二个我经常分享的指导方针。
And this is especially true for singles.
尤其是对单身者而言。
But it's equally important for the married.
但对已婚者也同样重要。
Guard your heart.
那就是保守你的心。
As a child of God, your heart belongs to God.
作为神的儿女，你的心属乎神。
This is the first commandment.
这是第一条诫命。
You are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Love God with all your heart.
要尽心的爱神。
Guard it so that your affections are not divided.
所以请保守你的心，使你对神的爱得以完全。
Guard it so that your thoughts are pure and acceptable.
请保守它，使你的心思洁净而蒙悦纳。
Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else." Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
箴言四章二十三节说道：“你要保守你的心胜过一切，因为一生的果效是由心而发。”
You need to guard your heart so that you do not desire what you shouldn't desire.
你务必保守你的心，这样才不会有虚妄的念头。
How can you discern if you love God with all your heart?
那怎么才能知道你有没有尽心的爱神呢？
Consider first of all.What you value.
首先要考虑的是你的价值观。
Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
在马太福音六章二十一节里，耶稣说道：因为你的财富在哪里，你的心也在那里。
You treasure what you strive to gain.
因为你会珍惜你费力所得的。
You treasure what you strive to keep.
也会珍惜你竭力保存的。
If you have no joy because you cannot have something, you value it more than the God who has kept it from you.
如果你因为无法拥有某样东西而不快乐，那你就是爱他过于爱那位不遂你心愿的神。
If you have no joy because of something which you lost, you value it more than the God who took it from you.
又或你不快乐是因为失去了某样东西，那你也是爱他胜过那位取走你心爱之物的神。
That which fills your thoughts reveals your love of God or lack of love.
你的所思所想会暴露出你对神有没有爱。
Most of the day we focus on what we are doing.
虽然在一天的大部分时间我们必须专心做事。
And it's right that our thoughts are focused on the task.
而将我们的思想专注在工作上也是正确的。
But sometimes we don't have to think about anything.
但有时我们也会有轻松一刻。
Where do your thoughts wander?
而那时你的思想在哪里神游呢？
That which enters your mind probably shows what is important to you.
什么进入你的心思意念就表示什么对你是重要的。
Guard your hearts against desires and thoughts that fill your heart and mind.
所以要保守你的心，以防邪情私欲充满你的心思意念。
They will consume your energy.
他们会侵蚀你的精力。
They will wrongly direct your paths.
把你引向邪路。
Are your thoughts pleasing to God?
你的想法是否蒙神喜悦呢？
Although we don't often associate the heart with thinking, it's a biblical concept.
尽管我们不习惯把自己的心灵和脑子里的想法联系到一块儿，但这却是个圣经概念。
King David prayed in Psalm 19, verse 14, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
大卫王在诗篇19节14章里祈求道，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
What we do should be pleasing to the Lord.
我们所行的应当蒙神喜悦。
What we say should be pleasing to the Lord.
我们所言的也要蒙神喜悦。
And what we think should be pleasing to the Lord.
而我们所思的同样当蒙神喜悦。
Guard your heart.
所以请保守你的心。
Certain phrases should warn us of dangerous desires and thoughts.
有一些语句体现出危险的欲望和想法。
For example, it's dangerous to begin a sentence with, I would do anything to...
比如当人说话时用到我会不择手段这样的短语。
For example, I would do anything to be married.
像是为了能结婚我将不择手段。
I would do anything to get out of this marriage.
或我会不择手段地摆脱这场婚姻。
Another dangerous phrase is, I won't be happy unless...
而另一个危险的语句是我不会快乐除非做成某事。
For example, I won't be happy unless I can be married.
比如除非我结婚了否则我不会快乐。
I won't be happy unless that person likes me.
或者我不会开心除非那人喜欢我。
I won't be happy unless my wife or husband acts a certain way.
又或我不会快乐除非我妻子或丈夫做我喜欢的事。
You may not say these words exactly.
你可能不会说这些话。
But is this the way you are thinking and acting?
但你会用这种方式去思考和行动吗？
Guard your heart against grumbling and arguing.
请保守你的心，远离抱怨和争论。
This is Paul's command in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14.
这是保罗在腓立比书二章十四节的教导。
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
他说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
In the context, he's talking about Christian unity.
虽然从上下文看，他谈论的是信徒的合一。
But he's also encouraging submission to the lordship of Jesus Christ.
但他也是在鼓励大家顺服主耶稣基督。
Grumbling about what others do or say is grumbling about our circumstances.
而抱怨他人的所行所言，其实就是抱怨自身所处的环境。
They are from God.
而这些环境是来自神的。
So grumbling is against God.
所以抱怨就是悖逆神。
The root problem is complaining against God or arguing with him.
问题的根本不是抱怨人，而是抱怨神与他起争论。
This was Israel's problem in the wilderness.
这也是在旷野中的以色列人的问题。
They regularly grumbled against God.
他们时常向神发牢骚。
Why don't we have water?
比如说，为什么我们没有水喝？
Why don't we have food?
为什么没有东西吃？
Is God with us?
或者说，神到底有没有与我们同在？
As a result, God killed some of them.
其结果就是他们中的一些人被神击杀了。
Don't complain about being single or married.
所以不要对未婚或结婚心生抱怨。
Don't argue with God about what you want and He hasn't given.
也不要与神争论为什么他不给你想要的。
He knows what He's doing.
他知道他在干什么。
He knows what is best.
他也知道什么是最好的。
Having given His Son, He freely gives His children all good things.
他都把他的独子给了我们，自然也会把其他的好东西给我们。
Guard your heart and desire God.
因此要保守你的心，并渴慕神。
Desire what He desires.
想他所想的。
Let Scripture define for you His desires.
也让圣经来告诉你何为神的心愿。
Desire God's best.
要切慕神的美好。
So how do you guard your heart?
那怎么做才能保守你的心呢？
Well, it begins with trusting God.
这始于对神的信靠。
It's a conscious effort to say, I believe that God knows what He is doing.
这是一个立定心智的宣告。你宣告说，我相信神对他现在的作为一清二楚。
I believe that God will do what is right and good.
我也相信神将来的作为也是正确而美善的。
And Philippians chapter 4 explains what we need to be doing.
腓立比书四章六到七节的经文解释了我们需要怎样做。
Would you read for us?
也是。我念一下，从腓立比书四章四节到七节。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Notice the promise in verse 7.
请注意第七节提到的应许。
God will guard your hearts and minds.
神必保守你的心怀意念。
Verse 6 tells you what you must do.
而在第六节则告诉你们当做什么。
First, you need to be praying.
首先你们要祷告。
Take your requests to God.
把你的所求呈现给神。
But second, thank God.
第二要感谢神。
This is important.
这一点很重要。
It says, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
经上说，借着感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Giving thanks to God expresses your understanding that what He has done is good.
而对神的感谢，表达出你是确知神所成就的都是好的。
It expresses your understanding that what He will do is good.
也表示你明白他将要做的也都是美善的。
A woman told me this story recently.
最近有一位女士告诉我一个故事。
Her friend had been passed up for promotion numerous times.
他的朋友多次错失了升迁的机会。
The friend had grumbled against God.
这人就向神发牢骚。
But something happened and the company had to fire people.
但后来公司出了一些事，以致不得不裁员。
And one by one, all those who had been promoted got fired.
那些曾经高升的人一个个都被裁了。
And the friend was left.
但他的朋友却逃过一劫。
God had protected.
是神保守了他。
And this person had to confess grumbling and a lack of thankfulness.
这人就需向神认抱怨和不感恩的罪。
God had done what was best.
由此可见，神的作为精妙绝伦。
Release your life into God's hands.
请将你的生活摆放在神的手中。
Do this by thanking Him for His good purposes.
借着对他美好目标的感谢来交托你的生活。
Do this by committing your desires to His plans and actions.
也借着将自己的渴望定睛在他永恒的计划和行动上来交托。
Then God's peace will fill you.
那么神的平安就将充满你。
His peace will replace those desires that might otherwise consume you.
他的平安会取代那些使你心力交瘁的欲念。
Another helpful verse is in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
另一节有帮助性的经文在哥罗西书三章一到二节。
There Paul writes, set your hearts and your minds on things above where Christ is.
保罗写道，要思念上面的事，因基督在那里。
Choose to think on those things with heavenly, eternal value.
要选择去思想有永恒价值的属天的事。
Desire those things.
要渴想那样的事。
Thinking on God's word is a great tool.
要把神的道当作有力的武器。
When your thoughts stray in the wrong direction, meditate on things which God has said.
当你的想法误入歧途时，就思想神的话语。
His word is eternal.
因为他的道是永恒的。
There's one more guideline to consider.
这里还有一个需要思考的指导原则。
And it's fairly broad.
虽然适用范围很广。
But it has specific application here.
但在此处有具体的应用。
Resist temptation.
那就是要抵挡试探。
There are particularly two types of temptation, especially in this issue of singleness.
这里有两种对未婚者的典型试探。
And both appear to some degree in 1 Corinthians 7.
在哥林多前书第七章对此都有一定程度的阐述。
First are sexual temptations.
首先是性的诱惑。
You must resist against any temptation towards sexual immorality.
你们务要抵挡任何不道德的性试探。
Immorality issues from a lack of self-control.
不道德的行为来自于自制力的缺乏。
Now Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 7 that marriage can help.
保罗在哥林多前书七章一到九节做过解释。
If marriage is an option, it can rightly fulfill sexual desires.
保罗说婚姻会对此有帮助。
But it's not.
I'm sorry. 如果婚姻是一种选择，那么它就能合理地满足人的性欲。
Okay. It's not a perfect solution.
但这并非是一个完美的解决方案。
It requires that both husband and wife are obedient to God's word.
它要求夫妻双方都顺服真道。
Plus, we know that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit.
此外，我们也知道自制是圣灵的果子。
A lack of self-control will lead to problems even in marriage.
而若在婚姻中缺乏自制，也会引发问题。
Furthermore, not everyone is married.
但并非人人都结婚了。
And for some, it does not appear to be an option.
其中一些人是终身不嫁娶的。
Nevertheless, moral purity is God's will for everyone.
然而，道德上的洁净是神对每个人的旨意。
Paul makes this clear in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节表达过这个清楚的观点。
It's God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality.
他说，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
This is such an important topic, we'll come back to it in a later sermon.
对于这个如此重要的话题，我们会在今后的讲道中再细说。
It's an obvious temptation.
这是个明显的试探。
And it needs to be mentioned.
因此必须被提及。
And it must be resisted.
也必须要抵挡。
The second temptation is to live for self.
而第二个试探就是为自我而活。
This is sometimes the case in those who do not want to marry.
这种试探有时在未婚群体中会发生。
In many Western countries, couples live together without marrying.
在许多西方国家都有未婚同居的现象。
Their reasons are usually selfish.
而他们对此的理由都是自私自利的。
They want the benefits without the commitments.
因为他们只想获利而不愿负责。
Some want to marry but are not prepared to live selflessly in marriage.
而有一些人虽然结婚了，但在婚姻里却放不下自我。
Because of our sinful nature, men do not love sacrificially as they should.
因为人的罪性使得男人们无法活出牺牲的爱。
Women do not support their husbands but seek their own fulfillment.
女人们也只寻求自我满足，而不愿支持丈夫。
As a result, some are already married but live selfishly.
其结果就是已婚人士依然活在自我中。
And such marriages are not healthy.
而这样的婚姻是病态的。
Living for self will never ultimately satisfy.
为自我而活是不会得着终极满足的。
Living for self will not satisfy a single.
单身者不会。
Living for self will not satisfy a married person.
已婚者也不会。
If you have your Bibles open to 1 Corinthians 7, look at verse 3.
请打开圣经到哥林多前书，请看第三节。
Sexual relations, even in marriage, are not intended for selfish satisfaction.
上面写道，甚至在婚姻中的性关系也不是为了获得私欲的满足。
They are to help the partner as well.
他们是一种帮助对方的手段。
Look at verse 23.
请再看第二十三节。
Here is the foundational principle.
这里提到一个基本原则。
You were bought with a price.
经上说你们是重价买来的。
Paul says the same thing earlier in this letter.
保罗在哥林多前书六章十九到二十节里也论到了相同的观点。
We do not belong to ourselves.
那就是我们不再是属自己的。
We belong to God.
乃是属神的。
He bought us with the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
他用他儿子耶稣基督的血买了我们。
We are not to live for ourselves.
因此我们不再是为自己而活。
We are freed from sin to live for God.
我们已从罪里得释放，如今是为神而活。
Look further down at verses 32 to 34.
请继续看32到34节。
An unmarried man or woman is concerned about the Lord's affairs.
那里写道，未婚男女是为主的事挂虑。
He or she is concerned about pleasing the Lord.
想着怎样叫主喜悦。
Being single does not free you to live for self.
单身并不是让你因得着了自由，就可以为自己活了。
Resist that temptation.
所以要抵挡自我的引诱。
But also the married man or woman is concerned how he or she should please the spouse.
但已婚男女也挂虑怎样取悦各自的配偶。
Again, it's not selfish living.
再次声明，这不是为自我而活。
Resist the temptation to live for self.
人要做的是抵挡自我的试探。
Paul instructs concerning resisting temptation in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
在哥林多前书十章十三节里，保罗告诉我们在抵挡试探时，我们认识到没有一样试探是独一无二的。神的信实胜过所有试探。
There are two important truths about temptation and resisting.
对于试探和它的抵挡有两个重要真理。
First, all temptations are common.
首先，所有的试探都是人所能受的。
That means that your temptations are not unique.
这就是说，你面对的试探不是绝无仅有的。
We all face similar temptations.
我们面对的所有试探都是相似的。
We can understand each other.
这样就能互相理解。
Even Jesus suffered under temptations because he lived as a normal man.
甚至在耶稣拥有人的式样时，也经受了试探。
He knows your struggle and understands.
他明白也理解你的征战。
Yet he resisted without sin.
然而他却一一胜过了。
Second, God is faithful.
第二，神是信实的。
He will not forget you.
他不会忘却你。
He will not neglect you.
也不会忽视你。
He limits all temptations to what you can bear.
他限制所有的试探，以使你可以承受。
You never have the excuse that a temptation was too great.
所以你才不会有借口说试探过于我所能受的。
He always provides a release so that you can endure the temptation.
他也总是提供给人出路。
He does not necessarily take away the temptation.
他认为没有必要替人拿走试探。
But he assures that we have what we need to resist.
但他保证我们会有抵挡试探所需的一切。
Nevertheless, we must want to resist.
不过我们必须亲自抵挡。
And you must take advantage of whatever help he gives.
也必须充分利用他所给予的任何帮助。
You must choose to resist temptation.
所以你们务必选择抵挡引诱。
This is true in every area of life.
因为它真实存在于生活各个领域。
But there are special temptations with regard to singleness in marriage.
但也有对未婚和已婚群体的特殊试探。
If you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you have a high calling.
如果你已接受基督做你的救主，你就会有一个来自神的呼召。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are to live like a child of God.
你的生命必须与神儿女的身份相配。
This is true whether you are married or single.
这是个确实的真理，无论结婚与否。
It's true whether you want to be single or married.
也不管你想不想结婚。
In your singleness, you must walk worthy of your calling.
在单身状态时，你行事为人必须要与蒙召的恩相称。
As a married person, you must walk worthy of your calling.
而作为已婚者，你行事为人也要与蒙召的恩相称。
Your character is more important than your circumstances.
你的品格要比你所处的环境重要得多。
Seeking to be the right person is more important than finding the right person.
而先使自己成为理想中人，也远比找一个理想中人更重要。
It's also more important than trying to make your spouse the right person.
当然，也是比试图使你自己的配偶变成理想中人更重要。
Above all else, guard your heart.
你要保守你的心，胜过一切。
Desire the right things.
向往正确的事。
Think on the right things.
思考正确的事。
A child of God should love the Lord God with all the heart.
神的儿女应当全心爱主我们的神。
A divided heart is not right.
三心二意不蒙喜悦。
Resist temptations and draw near to God.
要抵挡试探，要亲近神。
Live for Him.
也要为他而活。
He has bought you out of slavery.
他将你们从为奴之地领出。
You belong to Him.
你们是属于他的。
Live worthy of that calling.
所以你们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
阿门。
阿门。